This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Migrants seeking asylum here in the United States have scored a win over the Trump administration. The AP's Jackie Quinn explains.
Immigrants' rights groups sued the Trump administration after Attorney General William Barr announced that to deter migrants from illegally entering the U.S., the government wouldn't offer bond hearings. Lawyers say they're not dangerous. They can reunite with relatives and find lawyers to help handle their claims. Judge Marcia Packman agrees it's unconstitutional. She's ordered the government to provide a bond hearing within 7 days of a request by any immigrant demonstrating a credible fear of persecution if they're returned to their homeland. If the hearing isn't granted in 7 days, they must be released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Libyan officials say an airstrike late Tuesday hit a detention center for mainly African migrants outside the capital, Tripoli, killing at least 40 people and wounding 80 others. Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the Libyan National Army of a rival government led by General Khalifa Haftar has been raging for months in the Tripoli suburbs, with little progress made. The LNA denies responsibility for Tuesday's airstrike, blaming what it calls pro-government militias. The United States designated a major anti-Pakistan militant organization conducting deadly attacks against local and foreign targets in the South Asian nation as a global terrorist. Islamabad promptly welcomed the move, which prohibits U.S. citizens from engaging in any transactions with members of the so-called Balochistan Liberation Army, and all of their property in the U.S. are blocked. The outlawed BLA is considered the largest and most effective of several Baloch militant groups fighting the Pakistani rule in the province. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is giving up plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census, the AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Printing of the 2020 census questionnaire began Tuesday without a citizenship question the Trump administration wanted to include. The decision to move forward was somewhat surprising, since President Donald Trump had indicated he would ask his attorneys about possibly delaying the census next spring. Trump floated the idea of delaying the census after the U.S. Supreme Court halted the addition of a citizenship question last week. The Census Bureau says printed postcards and letters will be sent out next March, reminding residents about the census. Most respondents are expected to answer the questionnaire by internet. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Scientists in Australia say they have used artificial intelligence to develop a powerful new vaccine against the flu. The team from Flinders University believe it is the first time a computer has used its own machine learning to design a new drug for use in people. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
They say it's the start of a new era in artificial intelligence research. Dr. Nikolai Petrovsky is from Flinders University in Adelaide.
We took existing drugs that we know work. We took examples of drugs that don't work or have failed, and we essentially showed all of that to the AI program called SAM, came up with its own suggestion of what might be an effective adjuvant, which we then took and tested, and sure enough, it worked.
A clinical trial will soon start on 240 volunteers in the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
President Trump may have jump-started a new round of working-level talks with Pyongyang at his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but their handshake is meaningless unless negotiators make a progress on bridging the country's divergent approaches toward denuclearization. The most recent talks stalled at the Hanoi summit in February, and a process expert said the upcoming working-level talks to get Washington and Pyongyang to bridge their differences on denuclearization will be difficult but not impossible. Pyongyang favors taking a phased approach with each step toward denuclearization, rewarded with some corresponding measure. Washington has been interested in drawing up a comprehensive denuclearization deal that includes the dismantlement of Pyongyang's entire nuclear program. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits. All